atheist, and so it's been interesting how little synchronicities show up that I'm like, where is, they're little miracles, you know, and I, so it's just kind of fun to be this observer now and watch it kind of come in into flow. And so that's what those mentors are, is they really give people the tools, all of us mentors, we give them the tools to do it themselves, mm-hmm. you know, long term. It will be tools forever.
You were saying that you think the sensitivity is being hyper, forget the word.
Focus. Or like
because of the smartphones? How is that? How is,
well,
how
now,
is that happening?
Well, the fact that they're on it 24/7, and they're able to identify what they're interested in, so they're not getting what the media is shoving down their throats, mm-hmm. or we're not. We're actually conscious about what we're going to take in. And so I think that whatever we're into, we're just getting more and more and more of that. And so does that make sense?
So you can get really, really focused on what you want, what you like, and mm-hmm. then you're out of balance.
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, it could be out of balance in anything. Like, if I went to the gym 3-4 hours a day,
yeah.
I'd have a great, great body.
But you're probably neglecting other things.
I'd be out of balance with other things, for sure. Friendships, you know, activities, whatever it might be.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about, like, I was going to go somewhere with that, and I can't remember, but that generation of being with the phones, just the social media aspect of it and the comparison piece of it, I think without being able to disconnect, like they're losing their connection with themselves,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
or we are. And so I think that's why I felt so passionate about this and why I want people to just get reconnected or give them the tools to do it. Because I've been there,
mm-hmm.
and just was done and ready to leave. Like, it just didn't, you know, I was in this real estate world of making all this money. I could do whatever I wanted. You know, I had a healthy family, beautiful house, all these things, but I still wasn't feeling fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still looking at my phone and doing this comparison thing that somebody else has it a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was like, what the hell? Why am I not happy? Like, I checked all the things off this list.
Yeah.
So it's, I just don't want people to have to get into that kind of depth, you know, and because some of them don't make it out. And so I just, developing those tools, I just.
So people don't even know what you're talking about. Like,
yeah.
Like what
are you
talking
about?
Like, you're making money and you're complaining. Why are you complaining?
Right. You have a full bank. Yeah. You have all the things. And my family couldn't understand it. And, you know, I felt really selfish, but. It wasn't until I cut off the career and I stopped being so busy that I was able to get really clear on what I wanted and who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember telling my husband, I'm like, I don't know if I should. Should I?
Well, no.
Felicia
yeah,
knows my story.
Yeah, oh yeah. Don't let get her in trouble.
No, she won't. I'm pretty open about it. But at the time, I was being this real estate agent and it was my identity, you know, but there was a part of me that knew that for my daughter, I wanted to show her the way to be herself, mm-hmm. or that giving her the permission to. But then I was like, but I don't do that. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's I'm a fraud. I'm hypocritical. And
sure,
so
sure.
Once I was able to take a step back and figure out who I was, my husband's like, what the heck is going on? It is kind of. Yeah, it is kind of a spiritual journey, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
It's tricky, though, because a lot of people won't understand it. But then, you know, the interesting thing that I find is that you go to a movie, it's always the story at the end. It's never about the stuff.
No.
It's
yeah.
always about the love interest.
Uh-huh.
There's always
the connection.
There's always a love interest.
Because
it's crazy. Like, any movie you watch, there's always a love, right? Love story.
Right.
And then they always point out that it's not about the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then here we are running around trying to get stuff. And you're judged for having more stuff or less stuff.
Yeah.
And we all know inherently that's not what makes you happy.
Right.
So what I don't understand is why is there such a contradiction to that?
I think our youth is flipping the switch on us.
You think so?
I do. I feel like this next generation is like, I don't want all the things. I saw what my parents went through when we when the market crashed.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So that made an impactful difference to their lives. Yeah.
So they're like, I don't need
adults have made a huge difference. People are different since 2008.
Yeah, yeah, we had a 5,000 square foot house that we, you know, then we went down to a 2,000 square foot, and now we're in 1,000 square feet, and that just that huge $2,500 payment that we had allows us to do things.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Let's travel, let's do some things and really spend some time together, because when we had all the things and I was gone all the time, I wasn't raising my kids, the daycare was doing that, or the connection was gone, and so I don't think they want that. It's not the future that they're planning. So
can you, I don't know if I didn't ask you if you could do this, so you can say it wouldn't work. Can you, like, something you do for your clients, can you do something with me, like, whatever you do?
Yeah. Okay, close your eyes.
Do I put my hands out?
No, just close your eyes. I'm going to teach you how to listen to your own intuition by telling you something true, okay? So
I feel like I'm on TV.
Yeah, I know, right?
I like that.
And you might not be able to do this, but do it when you get home.
I use my intuition all the time.
Right? Cool. But you'll be able to feel it in your body, okay? So take a deep breath. Take a couple deep breaths. Okay, one more. Okay. So the wall in front of you is red. Okay. And now I'm going to tell you another thing of that's not true, and see if you can feel the difference in your body. So the wall in front of you is yellow. Did you feel anything different in your body? Where did you feel it?
I just felt or heard an ick.
Yeah? That's it. So that's whenever, like, you have a question, then you can open your eyes now. But whenever you have a question about anything, no matter what it is, like for me, I'll feel like almost like a gauge in my stomach will go up and down. So I know if it's a yes, I'll be like, blah. And if it's a no, it just goes super quiet. And so I teach that with my clients when they're asking for like a job or should I work with this client. You know, you always know.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's good. I actually notice I get like a, when I start having negative talk, and I'm starting like really start bitching and complaining, and I start putting myself down, I can actually feel like this side of my head start to tingle.
Interesting.
And then I'm like, okay, stop. But it's like, it's so untrue. It's like, stop.
Just or stop. Will you get like chills all over your body when something feels like crazy true? Like that's what happens to me.
I
like
get
I'll
chills.
Get,
yeah, I get chills.
But a different chill, like up my back, and it's just like a different kind of than your cold chills, you know? So there's all kinds of different ways to tune into your body and put, like I would do these colored cards and I would try and guess them, the color, you know? So there's all kinds of little things like that that we can do to get people's intuition stronger. And affirmations are huge. I went to this amazing conference called CEO Space last month.
I've been going since 507.
Oh, 507?
2007.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like,
that's
what
you say at CEO Space. You say it the day, the month, and
the year. Cool. Yeah, so I just went there in December, and what I was fascinated with, I was like, is this intuition stuff going to be weird, you know, in that space? And they were all about it. But they were talking about how quickly we are manifesting things, like almost instantly. And so to be very mindful of what we're telling ourselves, you know, when we create these yucky things, then that we're going to create that pretty fast. And so using those daily affirmations, well, it sounds silly, but they're real, you know.
Well, there's so much of it. Like I've been noticing, so I've watched The Secret maybe 500 times.
Have you?
I used to have it playing. I should do it again, but I used to have it playing in the morning as I got ready and in the shower. So I don't see the whole thing at once. Sometimes I'd sit there going, oh, yeah, I needed this. So I summon a parking spot.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah. Like, almost always. Like 99%.
My mom does that.
The one thing I learned was, because I've been like, well, I get that I think $1 million is harder. Like, I think
Right.
$1 million a day is harder than getting my parking spot, obviously, because I'm not getting $1 million a day. One thing I learned is that when I get the parking spot, if I'm by myself or someone that feels like it's okay, I'll go, yeah, I got the first parking spot, yeah, and I get it more now.
Awesome.
I'm celebrating it, and I get it more now.
Well, that's speaking it to the, saying it out loud has a whole lot more power behind
it. But like, with power.
Yeah.
Like being just excited, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, so I need to play that to money to attract more money. But I noticed that I have, and I've made like $50,000 a month for a while.
Cool.
And I've had it, and I noticed that there's stories that come and go about it, right? There's like a balance of it.
Right.
Anything you could say about that? Like to people, so they, because money is a big, important, money and relationships, most important things.
I think finding the core of why the money is important, that was fun at CAO Space too, because I was sitting next to this lady, and she's like, I want 7 figures. And I'm like, but why? Mm. What are you going to do with that? You know, like there's got to be some kind of feeling or motivation behind it for it to show up. Like what, you know, so, and relationships, that's a whole nother ball game. I think that's shifting. I think it's kind of fun to see how women are being encouraged, you know what I mean? That whole dynamic of marriage and relationships is just completely shifting. So I think when we talk about shame around sensitivity, I think men the most, I really want to see us open up the space for men to be more vulnerable. I think women are expecting their men to be more vulnerable and to have more of that, because they don't necessarily have to give up sex or whatever anymore, because this isn't a business transaction anymore. This is an emotional contract. And so it's not about the money anymore. Mm. You know, women can do just as much as men can these days. And so I think that's going to evolve. It'll be fun to watch to see how relationships evolve.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen it on both spectrums, but it seems like it's a smaller... I don't want to get in trouble with things, but it seems like a smaller group of women. Don't look at me like that.
I just don't know what you're saying.
A smaller group of women are empowered like that. I would like them all to be empowered like that.
Yeah.
And for it, like, because people get confused when I talk, is he a feminist? Is he a, what is it called? The other thing? Machinist? Meganist? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Man.
Macho.
Macho, yeah, whatever. I'm a feminist, but I want females to be totally.
You're probably more of a feminist than most of the women.
You get what I'm trying to
yes,
say, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how to say it, but when I start talking, they tend to jump. I'm like, oh, hold on. You should get paid equally. I love, like I was talking to a girl, like, that's great. How many times when I go out and buy a drink for someone, and I'm out with a female, who pays usually?
Right.
Me.
It shouldn't be that
They're
way.
They're empowered. They're like, I'm like, but they don't want. I mean, not very often, but it happens. Right?
I don't know. I've been married for so long. I just know being married for 10 years, and that's what I was going to ask Solenta if I should say this, but I thought I had to ask for an open relationship because I was like, I really want to be able to have kind of intimate conversations with another man and not have this like weirdness. And so I've had to kind of explore that. That's not, it wasn't sexual, but it was like, I want the permission to be myself, go out and travel by myself if I want to, you know, go for whatever job I want to, or, you know, and so I want more women to feel that. And I know they're coming out, you know, they're starting to, but it's interesting how women need like a huge group to get that confidence to go up and like just even to apply for a job. You know, there will be this list of qualifications and a guy will go right in and apply for it. And
even
just the confidence.
Even if we're not qualified.
Yeah, totally.
Let's see if they give me.
Yeah,
maybe
right.
I'll win on my like charm and good looks.
But women will
like,
be like,
oh, I talk to people. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I can't do that, but I can learn. You know?
Yeah, but a woman, I would be like, I need to go get this degree before I can even apply.
Mm.
And so I think it just takes more men owning their femininity, you know, and their sensitive side, and encouragement, you know, it's both sides to get women to step into their power too. So
great. So thanks for being on the show. How can people reach out to you? I know we mentioned it earlier, but let's say it again.
Yeah.
What's the best way they can get a hold of you if they'd like to work with you or hear more?
So if people go to my website, RochelleOwens.com, that is the perfect way to reach out through, like, if you want to do some corporate trainings or some one-on-one. And then if you feel like the Intuition Academy would be a good fit for classes, then we're on Instagram's our favorite, and Facebook. We do a lot of Facebook Lives, and so they can catch some past stuff
on there. Good, great. Thank you guys for watching and listening to the Ultra Perform Show. And you go by Shelly also, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So make sure. Oh, no, did I do something wrong? And next time I'll make sure that's silent. keep your eyes and ears open for our next show Monday at 5 o'clock. See you guys later.
See you later.
See ya.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. That was fun.
You're welcome.